Okay, this is almost done. It's
what is almost done?
Over by surprise. The music.
Actually. Oh, yeah, I told you it was over.
No, you told me it was almost
over.
Done.
Yeah, it was almost over.
Yeah, and then the surprise ending.
Yeah.
Contrary to the
Dropkick
slow,
Murphys.
Slow fade out and the last long tail music before. Yeah.
It sounds really sounds you need like 5 more mates just to get you awake. Then again, this is the morning show.
Yeah. So actually I would really appreciate if I can have quite a longer break to fetch some coffee from over the street and enjoy my coffee in this latest morning show in the world. Jingle.
Now,
please go.
Yes, go now.
Jingle. This is the latest morning show in the world on FM 92.6.
As I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor, and I can't help but to hear. No, I can't help but to hear an exchanging of words.
I love you too.
What a beautiful wedding! What a beautiful wedding! Says a bridesmaid to a waiter. Yes, but what a shame! What a shame! The poor groom's bride is a whore. I chime in with a haven't you people ever heard of? Closing a goddamn door. No, it's much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of poison rationality. Well, I'll look at it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is saved. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the champagne. Oh, well, in fact, well, I'll look at it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is saved. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the champagne, pour the
Yes, now this announcement of we are almost done was quite right. Actually, I didn't get any coffee. DJ Sackett got a mate from the fridge and I got only some sparkling water, but it was cold enough to keep me awake. Yeah, actually, I was reading complaints on Twitter about the toilets and showers. I must say, partly yes, partly no, because actually the showers next to the museum shop, they are quite decent. Well, they got a little bit of sand in it from the shoes the users use to actually get to there. But yes, the toilets, they are old, they are not better used. okay, I can say disgusting as well. So, well, this is actually not a really a camping site, but camping sites can be worse as well. So please do not be surprised. Do get away with it. And, well, what kind of, shall I say? Yeah. So we are, actually, I'm reconnected to the chat, in case you're wondering. Freenode.net.
Oh, yeah. There
Binary
you are.
Voice. There yeah. I am.
What did you do?
I don't know. This just disconnected for some reason.
The network broken again.
Yeah. Hello, world. Yeah, it's working. So if you want to join us in the net, go to this Binary Voice on Freenode IRC channel. And yeah, I think that's about it. What shall we talk about? The space program. Actually, these are psychic. We had a bit of a walk around checking the FM reception from our radio station and looking up some stuff. What was your impression of this camp so far?
Well, it was pretty okay. I mean, there were loads of villages and I saw loads of activity with various stuff. We have seen on the road here, we've seen some guy doing some fluid stuff, having sort of a spiral, and I explained it. Actually, he's made a column of a hose, of a thin hose.
Yeah, with a spiral hose.
Yeah, a spiral hose, and with two kinds of fluid, a clear fluid and a colored fluid.
Yeah, I think, and I believe it was water and oil, actually.
Yeah, so water and oil, because it didn't mix together, so it probably was water and oil. And basically what he did was, he created some kind of pattern on the spiral, basically using two timers, two pumps, and actually putting the clear and the color stuff in such a timely manner
that
you get
padding.
A pattern. Yeah, so get a pattern. And he was using Arduino for that, and it was really cool. It was about, I think, on this road, I don't know, what's this, Janeway or something? I don't know.
We are on Janeway, and Janeway, this was, if you go from Hex Square next to the outer space, then it was on the right side.
So,
yeah.
And I've seen a lot of antennas being set up. I see Ham Radio has got a humongous antenna set up. I mean, they're like 3 or 4 sprites and 5 meters up air, and I don't know, it's really crazy.
I believe they know what they are doing, so yeah. I actually have no idea what they're doing, except from emitting radio waves.
More radio waves.
Probably more radio waves than we do, and probably with more power, and they probably will reach very far.
So unlike us.
Unlike us, because we have only a license to cover the whole camping area and not the world.
Nope.
So, well, too bad.
Well, we are covering the world using the stream, of course. I mean,
yeah, it's a different broadcast medium.
Yeah.
Actually, it's no broadcast medium at all, the internet.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, so it would be cool if you could get Binary Voice just to multicast to every machine in the world.
Multicast, yeah. But it's not broadcast. But maybe this will come with IPv6.
on the topic, are you using IPv6 already? Because actually a few months ago I read that we were running out of IPv4 addresses in June.
We have run out of it. IPv4 block has been assigned to
Microsoft
local registry. No, actually the last IPv4 block has been assigned, so there are no more to be assigned to a registry. And assuming that the Asian part of the world is quite growing in this respect, there will be the occasion that the answer for can I have an IPv4 address block, and the answer will be no,
because they're just
things
out.
Happen.
Okay.
So actually, I personally registered with 6. Which is an IPv6 to IPv4 tunnel provider, But I haven't set up a tunnel because they are demanding that you actually have a nice ping time. And considering that I only have a new MTS stick to go online in Munich, then the ping time is way below their expectations. So I haven't done anything there yet. Okay. But actually, yes, I used the demo IPv6 address space to connect from my machine to my VM. And it worked.
It worked?
Yes, it worked. Okay. And I set up an IPv6, what is it? It's not DHCP, actually I got a dynamic IPv6 IP address on my hosting machine from my VM guest.
All right. Because actually when I look at the program, I wondered why there is no talk or anything about IPv6. I see something about IPv4.
I think I have an answer, and the answer is that IPv6 is a solved problem, and on hacker
camps,
No. IPv6 is a solved problem.
There's still loads of security issues with IPv6.
I don't know why then there's no IPv6. You know that on the camp and Congress networks, there is always lots of IPv6 efforts going on. The network hardware is being tested by the hackers, and issues arise, and the vendors are getting updated on how their hardware is actually performing. And the NOC always complains about having more IPv6 traffic than they really expected. So IPv4 still is in a very broad use, and unless we really get the stuff out to the people and make it work like expected, and get the FUD out of the people's minds that IPv6 is insecure, which is not by design but only by application. Actually you need something like a firewall, but it's not like a NAT firewall, because NAT is out of the question, and then IPv6 you don't need it anymore really. But you need a working firewall. You have to configure it use it well. So this means that you actually have to have knowledge of IPv6 if you do it yourself. Or do your plastic router stuff, and this has to be pre-configured by the vendors. And unless we have something, then we won't have any IPv6, I think.
No. So, and how do I explain it to my regular users that they... go to the store and they get an internet connection, and somehow they need to configure the IPv6 router. I mean, it usually you just plug it in and it just works, and now they have to do all some kind of freaky stuff.
Yeah,
I
believe the first vendors are actually shipping working IPv6 hardware, the plastic routers you are known to. I believe really IPv6 will get a boost when the first big internet providers are switching to IPv6, which they haven't done yet. Is a pity.
Yeah, this is purely there because we are still okay with IPv4. The main majority just works on IPv4.
Yeah.
There is like the tablet PC. I mean, the tablet came into popularity with the iPad. I mean, because tablets were there all long ago. I mean, they have been existing for a few years, but it was the user interface of the iPad that was the killer for everyone to wanting a tablet. And something like that, a application killer or whatever, which only works on IPv6, and I know it sucks, and I know
people
hate it at first. I mean, for example, with the iPad, it didn't support Flash, so we had to use HTML5. And actually, HTML5 is a good thing.
It's a huge boost, yeah.
It's a huge boost, and that made Flash almost obsolete for the majority of the stuff you watch online.
Yeah, if you're using an actually real recent browser version, you have no problem doing HTML5 video and audio and interfacing. And there's actually really going progress going on in this world as well, yeah.
So everyone can tell, well, it sucks. And yes, it does suck in the beginning. But then again, it did something good to kill out Flash, and something has to do with IPv6 as well. I mean, there has to be some kind of device, some popular device that will only work with IPv6, and then the world will go to IPv6. But as long as there is no real need to go to IPv6 there, why would you? I mean,
yeah, actually, well, the problem I think is that yeah, the internet providers don't give you IPv6 now.
No,
so
you
can
do,
yes, some minor local IPv6 providers give you something, but the big players do not offer IPv6, and especially the price for mobile services, for mobile phones and smartphones, do not give you any IPv6 address. Instead, they are using the private address spaces like 10 class A and stuff like that to actually embed you inside their evil network, filtered and restricted for some various reasons. And another issue is that, for example, Android does not provide IPv6 support for the GSM on the UMTS interface.
I mean, so that's basically even the applications are on and the devices are lagging behind. I mean,
there's not enough demand.
No. The providers that currently are the reserve blocks that we already have in IPv4, the people who already have IPv4 block are unwilling to give them up. And you can already see a market for IPv4 blocks, and which is semi-legal. I mean, you are not the owner of the block, but you are some kind of a renter of the block. It's been done. I mean, I think a lot of money will be made with reselling your IPv4 addresses.
Yes, actually, IPv4 address spaces will get some value if there is no alternative that's for free. And IPv6 will be for free and will provide any application with way more address spaces than they ever will need.
That's what they said in IPv4 back in 1970.
Yes. But if you look at the initial address space layout, then you have a class network and a class A has 60 million hosts and one single network, and that sucks so bad. So there were... Actually, they weren't expecting any success like the internet took in the past. And with IPv6, this shall be enough.
Hopefully.
Okay, enough is our keyword, so enough of the talking. More music, please. And more music means maybe one or two pieces of music because I really
You
have,
need coffee.
I need some coffee, unless I don't need coffee, I only talk bullshit. Okay.
I'll make it happen for you. So
thank you very much.
Here we go. Psychic.
Don't agree, zike, cause I ain't got time to play with you. There are other things I have to do. I could lecture you with my texture, but I'd rather manufacture a posse to like me for what I am. For all the rest, I don't give a damn. I wanna be for real, for what it's worth. I wanna be down to earth, giving what I have inside, not the things that money buys. I'll play for keys, but I'll play it right. That's why I'm just so damn hyped. So all you play actors and fakes, let me show you what it takes. I'm just one of a three-man band, and we're back by Dope Demand. Rolling back, cause when I'm on track, we're gonna dance and party hard, Jack. Cause I'm dealing and feeling so real and appealing. Can touch the ceiling.
heaven, yes. Cause the rhythm takes your soul, makes you lose control. So if you got second thoughts, you'd better pack. Cause time is what I lack, time to make you see. I'm not doing this for me, this is all for you. So help me out, get down and shout. Yo, yes, the rest is up to you. It ain't hard, just try to do what you do best when you hear me go on the dopest flow, Joe. I won't settle for any less. Do your best, but I must confess, I am the type so hard to please. I'm ill like a cold disease. So move your body from left to right. If you can, stay out of sight. If you can, come on, take a stand. Cause we're back by Dope the Man. Music drop, you know what I mean, that feeling, hard to stop feeling, just to show who the hell you're dealing with. It's the mouth with the mastermind, one in a zillion, hard to find. Fusing with a heart to be tracked, staying with the pace so I never look back. Fucking up, that's a figure of speech, meaning the opposite out of reach. Right, y'all, that's what I'm saying, the cuts and even the words I'm displaying. Rhyme, the lyrics, all star the hands, we're back by Dope the Man. Soldier, Carter, and the Solid Posse. My man Root Boy in the Urban Dance Squad, the Domino Theory, Disco Dance Magazine, Deem, Segedy, Queens of Style, 24K, Mellow MCs, Damn, Cutmaster Swift, and Pogo, Gizmo, my man Tony Scott, DMC Europe, Angel, Sana, Nancy, Cherie, Seabees, Queen Latifah, Too Much Production, Northside Stylies, and everybody else I forgot to mention, y'all. I'm out of here.
Sven got coffee.
Yes, refreshing, awakening, enabling, and whatever stuff, coffee. Actually, it was a double espresso with a shot of milk and I think three spoons of sugar in it. It was so much sugar that actually it had accumulated at the bottom and I had to grab it. It was really hot and
sugared coffee,
sweet milked double espresso milk shot, whatever. Nice one. And what's €2.50?
Whoa, for that small cup?
Yeah. Mm. Well, okay, but I'm collecting the stamps. So if I buy 10 coffees, then I get the 11th for free.
You should pay 25 euros on coffee. My word, come on.
Yeah, I think I can afford it. It's nice. It's tasty.
Coffee.
Yeah. It's coffee. It's caffeine in it. And that's all I really need. But really, I not like the mate experience yesterday when we walked around and they had a mate. And they're actually selling the mate way cheaper than coffee. So, well...
Yeah, so get mate. So, meanwhile, we have guests coming in.
Guests?
Oh, I know what that is.
For whatever reason.
I know what that is.
It looks like hardware.
Yes, and I've seen...
There's a camera actually pointing at the hardware, and...
So sit down, guys.
Down somewhere.
I know what it is, but I wanted you guys to explain it, because it would ruin the fun if I would put a microphone in there, so just flip it around, and so we can hear it.
It the machine somehow. Or whatever.
So flip up the microphone, put it up, and then take out the microphone, and then, take it out. Yeah, you can.
Okay, so I must explain for the listeners what's going on, actually. We have something that, well, it looks like a computer with computer, lots of... floppy drives in it.
Yes.
Something attached, and now we have some figuring out how to input some sound or stuff like that.
Doesn't have is it input or output?
This is a microphone.
It's okay. We have we have to figure out how to plug in the output of this machine for whatever it does. We will find out. I think right after this music, so DJ Psyche can start some music and then fiddle with this machine.
True.
And connect it to our studio setup. And it has blinking lights on it. Yes, yeah. Nice green, red, blue blinking lights on this machine. I already like it. So please do some music now and then plug this machine up. And then we are curious what this does.
Step to me, you take your last breath. I got the skill, come get your fill. nigga. Trying to play me out like as if my name was Sega. But I ain't going out like no perk, bitch. Get used to one style, yo, and I might switch it up, up and around. Then buck, buck, get down, put out your head, and then you wake up in the dawn of the dead. I'm coming to get ya, I'm coming to get ya. Spitting out lyrics, homie, I want ya. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up, jump up and get down.
Wait, that was already over. So yeah, where is my there it is. Okay, so actually I'm trying to get this machine to, yeah, you can hear it. You can okay, and now I have to put Sven back on the
air. Thank you so very
and
much,
and the blue mic as well, so, and the green mic for Senno. So okay guys, oh, are we all here?
Very welcome to you guys.
Hello.
Would you introduce yourself, please? What are you? What's your names? The world should know it. And what are you brought to the studio?
Okay, I'm Dr. Bites, also named Tom, and I brought my floppy MIDI jukebox.
Floppy MIDI jukebox.
Yes.
Okay. So, what about demonstration right now?
All right. First, I have to reset it. And I'm going to tell what it does. It has four floppy drives, and each floppy drive plays a note from MIDI songs using the Arduino. Let's hear it. Connected to the Arduino, and for you guys not knowing Star Wars, we have also Mario Brothers. If it's still working. All right. Of course, we have some added light effects, but for that you have to come to our village, Tukkelab, at night. Just check the camp wiki.
Yeah, so awesome machine, I must say. Well, the audio is a bit of retro, I have to admit, but the blinking lights is really nice, and it's a very nice idea of doing some hardware hacking. Yeah.
So guys, where is your village located? Oh. That was it. It.
The
right of the red tent?
Yeah, the hex.
Where's the red, you mean the hex square? So it's right on the right side of the hex square?
Yeah. Just in back of the red.
Yeah, he's still one of your bits, so now you have only 7-bit or less. So you can only use like 128 noise stuff.
If you want to find us, we also have some very bright spots at our tents.
Obviously, yes. Hardware hacking without any blinking lights is no hardware hacking.
No. So for you, just if you didn't get this, these guys are from Tukkelab in Twente.
Yeah, Enschede.
Enschede, sorry.
No problem.
Enschede, Twente.
It was somewhere around the east of Netherlands, somewhere up there.
Far away.
So yeah, and I actually made this cool machine. I've seen it at the opening. And was really fun opening. And I see they've made some really cool improvements with, of course, with blinking lights and more motors and stuff and more audio noise coming out of it. And we like it. And if you're interested in making such a thing, of course, you can always visit Hardware Hacking here across the radio tent. And perhaps they assist you with some even more stuff. And for now, some classical music using only floppy drives, hard drives, and other motor stuff.
Bolero from Ravel.
From Ravel.
Really nice. Okay. Well, so we must conclude that actually there's pretty interesting stuff going on at this camp, and most of the stuff can only be found if you are walking around and actually looking at things, visiting tents, asking people if they are doing cool stuff. So so yeah, this actually Floppy Drive Orchestra is located next to the Hex Square. It's a Tekkel Lab. It's TKKR Lab. If you are using Google and want to find the guys. Yeah, thank you for visiting us in the studio.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Now, I think we'll fill the gap with some more music, and then we're doing some finishing move because it's only 50 minutes left for this show. Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Is coming on. I ain't happy. I'm feeling glad. I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.
Finally, someone let me out of my cage. Now, time for me is nothing, cause I'm counting no A's. Nah, I couldn't be there. Nah, you shouldn't be scared. I'm good at repairs, and I'm under each snare. Intangible, bet you didn't think, so I command you to. Panoramic view, look, I'll make it all manageable. Pick and choose, sit and lose, all you different crews. Chicks and dudes, who you think is really kicking tunes. Picture you getting down in a picture tube, like you lit the fuse. You think it's fictional, mystical, maybe. Spiritual hero who appears in you to clear your view when you're too crazy. Lifeless to those, the definition for what life is. Priceless to you because I put you on the hype shit. You like it? Gun smoke, you're righteous with one toke. You're psychic among no possess you with one go.
I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. Ain't happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.
The essence, the basics. Without it, you make it. Allow me to make this. Childlike your nature, rhythm. You have it or you don't, that's a fallacy. I'm in them, every sprouting tree, every child of peace, every cloud and sea. You see with your eyes, I see destruction and demise, corruption in the skies from this fucking enterprise. Now I'm sucked into your lies through rust, so not as muscles, but percussion to provide for me as a guide. Y'all can see me now cause you don't see with your eye. You perceive with your mind, that's the inner. So I'ma stick around with rust and be a mentor. Bust a few rhymes so motherfuckers remember what the thought is. I brought all this so you can survive when law is lawless.
Right,
feeling sensations that you thought was dead. No squealing, remember that it's all in your head.
Hey, it happened. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on. Hey, it happened. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless. It's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future is coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. My future.
That was it.
Okay, this was it.
Yeah.
When I'm looking right out of the studio, I see GMC setting up his stuff for the next show. It's 1 hour of 8 bits or less.
No, wait. It was 8 bit or less, but we just take 1 bit off, and so it's seven bits.
Yeah,
or less.
8 bit or less. It's not 8 bit or less. It's less than 8 bit.
It's always less than 8 bit.
There is 7.9 bits. Or less.
Yeah.
So actually he has put some stuff here. He has a Commodore 64, God bless him, and a small monitor and a joystick and all that stuff we love so very much. And I'm very sad to report that I trashed my Commodore 64 half a year ago because I had to move, switch towns, and there was too much stuff accumulating
Mine is broken a while ago. I think five, 6 years back.
Yeah, no. This Commodore 64 was quite a decent machine. Loved it.
True.
Yeah, true. I used it a lot. Actually, I really had some array of hardware accumulating around the stuff. Had this 3.5-inch floppy drive as well. Worked like a hard drive nowadays because it was huge. Lots of data could go there, and the Geos operating system was so nice as well, offering so many of these big office applications for the Commodore 64. And the spreadsheet calculation and desktop publishing and stuff like that. It was really, really nice. All on this very, very, very little machine with so few memory. 64 kilobits of memory. Bytes. I'm sorry. So, yeah. These were the days. Now we have megabytes on gigabytes, terabytes, hard drives. Actually, before I got to the Canby, I actually bought a 500 gigabyte hard drive, USB hard drive, for $40.
$40.
Prices went so low. Actually, if you want to buy a smaller hard drive, you actually pay more. Nearly the same price.
Yeah.
Because it's only the case that counts for the price and the hard drive. And no matter how many heads there are, doesn't really matter. Okay.
So
I think time is close to being up for this show. So actually, this was. Have you prepared some jingles?
I have prepared.
The management of the radio station makes me tell you that you have we have the complaint department, and we really want to announce their number later on.
Which number? Oh wait! Oh man!
The magic number. You know
the
them.
Magic number.
Yes. So
I forgot the magic number. So let's.
So final words.
Let me look up the final. Okay.
Yeah, you'll find them. So while we are waiting for DJ Psychic to fix the jingles for the show, I must say goodbye. This was the second edition of the latest morning show in the world. Tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, we will not broadcast due to another show taking place. Tomorrow we have Tim Pritloff and Holgi doing some edition of Not Safe for Work, starting at 11 a.m. in the morning, I believe. I don't know if they start at 11 or maybe only 12. And the day after, we have Maha and folks doing some lead work out there. And don't head to the schedule and look it up. And we'll be back on Sunday, the last day, for an hour before this radio station actually closes down, with a two-hour farewell show. And yes, if you want to complain about this show being lame and sucking, and so you have to call our complaint department with this very number.
Make it, do it, makes us stronger.
Never over. Work it, make it better. Do it faster, makes it stronger. All that.